Good afternoon. You're tuned to The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. The ports of Seattle and Tacoma are two of the few examples of public agencies with private interests. And this public-private hybrid can create a little confusion because it's not clear how state laws apply here to issues of public accountability. John Gilley reported on a series of closed meetings between the Seattle and Tacoma ports for the Tacoma News Tribune. Gilley says it all comes down to whether or not the ports really need to have secret meetings.
I think if you were to ask the ports, they would say that there is information that they shared with each other that they were not particularly eager to let their customers or rival ports know about. And these are things like their intimate details of their financing and the way they operate. So I think that's their rationale for saying these need to be private and not open to public disclosure. So
I think a lot of us expect that some things that happen in politicians' offices at the city council offices are not going to be public. Why do you think the case of the ports is different from a city government?
Well, in this case, it's pretty clear. These are meetings with potentially all of the commissioners from both ports involved, and that's specifically covered under state law. Whenever they get together, the state law says that with a few exceptions that are enumerated in state law, they have to have an open meeting. And in this case, you not have only one port commission, you have two getting together. So, yes, they can discuss things, say, one-to-one in their offices, but when they get together as a formal port commission, they have to have an open meeting.
I'm speaking with John Gilley. He writes for the Tacoma News Tribune and has covered ports, among other issues. And just stepping back a little, I'm curious if a port is a public entity or a private entity.
Well, it is a public entity. In some ways, it's probably the closest to a hybrid entity that there is. They're in business. They compete with each other. They deal very extensively with private businesses. And so in the way that, say, a city or a county, they're not quite the same animal. And they have some limited exemptions about expense account spending that they can do that other public entities can't, because as a quasi-governmental business, they have to entertain people and so forth. But when it comes to the open meetings, they're covered under the same law that the local city council or school board is.
What are some of the other challenges that an agency like a port with sort of public-private hybrid interests fall into?
Well, they deal a lot with private shipping companies, terminal companies, and so forth. So they've got to be careful, you know, not to compromise their customers' information either. So that's a delicate line for them to walk.
How well are they walking that line, do you think?
Well, I don't know. It depends upon whether you think the series of meetings ought to have been private or public. The Seattle attorney that we consulted thinks that clearly they may have violated the law in having a confidential meeting. Of course, the port attorneys think differently, so there's a difference of opinion among attorneys. That's not uncommon. So,
I know that the authority from the state for ports to operate is close to a century old, if I'm not mistaken. Well, when you cover an issue like the right to have a closed-door meeting, what do you think that tells us about the future of these public-private entities like ports?
Well, I think in this case in particular, I think this is the one that's of most importance right now. They're getting together, which is something that they haven't done. They've been, in essence, rivals for generations, and they took a look kind of outside Puget Sound and realize that this area is losing market share to other ports, to the Panama Canal, to Canadian ports, and they decided, you know, we're kind of beating each other up and we really ought to be competing with other people. And so in that way, just like businesses that decide, well, maybe we need to to merge, although they've specifically ruled that out. We need to cooperate a little better if we're going to be better competitors.
Should they be overseen like businesses rather than public agencies?
Well, that's for the voters to decide, but they do depend upon the taxpayers for part of their revenue. It's not the majority of their revenue, but part of the revenue that taxpayers pay as part of their property taxes. So that in that way, they are public entities, and they do spend taxpayer money.
John Gillies, a reporter for the Tacoma News Tribune. The Port of Seattle and Port of Tacoma released a joint statement today in response to Gillies' report. They say their closed-door meetings are permissible under a federal maritime discussion agreement. Those meetings will continue. This is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.